Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, I would like to present a song from West Java entitled Kalangkang. The word Kalangkang in Sundanese means shadow. The lyrics of the song Kalangkang tell the story of a couple's romance. Both love each other and share their happiness. The beauty of the relationship is initially just a shadow or fantasy, but later becomes a reality. The song Kalangkang was composed by Nano S. The song is presented in the album Kalangkang, which was released in 1988 and popularized by Nining Meida. Well, listener, here is the song Kalangkang by Nining Meida.
Thank you. steak black soaked with savory taste, rather sour and spicy. That's sayur gabus pucung, a legendary Betawi culinary. It is actually a kind of soup made from cod fish and pucung, which is a local herb that turns its color into black.
Banggana ikan gabus.
Fresh cod fish plus pucung. Pucung is kluwak. The Japanese call it kluwak. The color is black. That's it. Just put some spices like leek and celery to make it more savory. If not, it won't be delicious.
There are the main ingredients of sayur gabus pucung, as described by Ibu Koryanti, a sayur gabus pucung seller in Cibubur, East Jakarta. The legendary Betawi dish is made from mainly cod or gabus fish and pucung, hence it is called gabus pucung. To cook it, the cod fish is washed with ash, so as not so fishy. Then it is cleaned, sorted along with spices that had been pounded or ground, among others, salad, garlic, ginger, bay leaf, pepper, coriander, lemongrass, tamarind, and pucung or kuek. After that, add some butter. The amount of water should be quite enough. It is interesting that in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language, sayur means vegetables. Betawi people classify all kinds of dishes with a lot of water as sayur. In English, so maybe. So this one is known as sayur gabus pucung, thought it does not contain any vegetables at all, as explained by Ibu Koryanti.
Yeah, ikan de.
The fish is mixed with kluwak. That's why it is called sayur, because it is cooked with a lot of water. Mixed with water, lots of water. So it's just like sayur.
Of all the spices used, it is the pucung or kluwak that makes this cuisine special. Pucung, or also known as kluwak or kepayan tree, is a plant that grows wild. Its fruit has a hard shell, and the seed is used as a seasoning in many Indonesian cuisines and gives black color on every dish. With a blend of other herbs, sayur gabus pucung tastes savory, sour and spicy, and very delicious if served with hot rice. Besides being delicious, sayur gabus pucung is also believed to have many benefits for the body, such as accelerating the healing of wounds, including wounds out of operation or surgery, helping the healing process of various diseases, including diabetes, hepatitis, and typhoid, and coping with the swelling that occurs in the body. All these properties obtained as cod fish has a lot of protein, especially albumin, which is pretty high, even higher than meat and fish. Albumin is a kind of protein in the blood needed by the body to maintain and repair tissue. Sayur gabus pucung indeed is a legendary Betawi culinary and has been created since the Dutch colonial era. It is a fought culinary because other kinds of fish were expensive at the time. Moreover, cod was also easily found then, especially in many swamps in Jakarta. Sayur gabus pucung was not just served as an everyday food among the Betawi community. In the past, sayur gabus pucung was part of food hampered sent to relatives and friends during fasting or Idul Fitri, as told by Ibu Koryanti.
Kadang-kadang ada yang. Sometimes there are people who like it for small parties, for food hamper sent to others, but the cod has become rare now. Yet there are always some people who need it.
In the past, sayur gabus pucung was an important part of the Betawi people tradition called nyorok. It is a tradition of delivering food from especially married children to parents or parents-in-law ahead of the fasting month of Ramadan and Idul Fitri. But now people do not send sayur gabus pucung to each other anymore. This is because today it is difficult to find cold fish. So no wonder that culinary has now become increasingly rare. Efforts to preserve the Betawi culinary legend has been done by the Indonesian government. In 2014, the Rectorate of Internationalization and Cultural Values of the Minister of Education and Culture of Indonesia decided 96 of 118 proposed cultural works to become intangible cultural heritage objects of Indonesia's 30 provinces. Among the 96, there are 8 originating from Jakarta. Sayur gabus pucung is one of them.
Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Well, now I would like to greet especially for our listeners who are doing fasting today. Well, I hope that all of you are listening our program and you are still, especially Muslim, that you are still doing fasting. I hope that you are still stronger and you still feel enthusiastic in holding all kind of activities during Ramadan day. Well, to all of you who are listening also, with my hope that it is also getting you much stronger, it can make you stronger than before, and also your faith, your belief can be increased by yourself with your, you know, that with your belief that what you are doing right now, doing fasting, is also based on your faith to the God Almighty. Yes. Well, and also I would like to accompany you up to 6 o'clock p.m. and you know that especially in Indonesia here at 4:26, you know, most of Indonesian people, especially for Muslim, they are now searching for iftar. Yes, such, you know, something like food or beverage. This is to break their fast. Usually the traders or the sellers of food or beverages, traditional beverages or traditional food or culinary even, they are selling alongside the street. And this afternoon, most of the Indonesian people, especially for Muslim, they are searching it, and you know, they want to buy and they want to eat and drink it together with their friends or even with their family. So who are people, Muslim, who are doing fasting, keep stronger and also keep healthy and do it enthusiastically.
size reaches 102.47 square kilometer, with average height of 8 meters above the sea level. Palembang lies in a quite strategic location as it passes through the main road or Lintas Sumatra that connects areas on Sumatra Island. In addition, Palembang also has Musi River and Ampera Bridge that function as the means of transportation and interregional trade. Climate in Palembang is tropical, with rainfall ranging from 2,000 mm to 3,000 mm per year. Air humidity ranges from 75 to 89% with sun illumination of 45%. Soil topography is relatively superficial and low. Most of lands there, which are 0 to 20 meters above the sea level, are marshy, that they are flooded in the rainy season. Palembang people belong to Malay ethnic group and use Malay language, with local dialect that is now known as Palembang language. Local people generally use Palembang language as daily language. Besides, natives, non-natives from Java, Minangkabau, Madura, Bugis, and Banjar, as well as descendants from China, Arab, and India, also live in Palembang. Listener, do you know there's an interesting thing from Palembang, which is its special traditional food, pempek or fish cake? The interesting thing from Palembang is its typical traditional food, which is pempek. What is pempek? Palembang has a quite big number of Chinese communities. Foods like pempek or tekwan or soup with sago flour fish balls made from fish leave strong Chinese taste among Palembang people. Pempek is Palembang traditional food that has been popular all over Indonesia, with the local freshwater fish ikan belida and sago as the basic ingredients. Palembang people have successfully developed the basic ingredients into various kinds of pempek by varying fillings and other additional ingredients like chicken eggs, fish shell, and tahu or tofu. Various kinds of pempek in Palembang include pempek kapal selam, pempek lenjer, and so on. Palembang people usually eat pempek with blackish, thick sauce made from boiled brown sugar, chili, and fried shrimp. The sauce is commonly called chuko or vinegar sauce. Here is the explanation of the head of information division at Palembang Tourism Service, R.M. Husni, about pempek.
Pempek itu asal kepada apek-apek.
Pempek derives from the word apek-apek. Chinese people call it so. They were newly arrived in Chinese in Indonesia and male Chinese with pigtail that rode becak or pedicab. While Palembang, big people became errands. When people wanted to eat, they just asked them to buy or make food.
At first, Palembang people made food for consumption instead of for business like Chinese people wanted. First pempek was made in Sepuluh Hulu, Palembang. Do you know that the basic ingredient of pempek is belida fish? About belida fish, the basic ingredients of pempek. This is what was explained by the head of information section at Palembang Tourism Service, R.M. Husni.
Well, belida fish is number one because the fish is special for pempek. Pempek is made from sago, garama. The fish is belida or belido in Palembang language.
Thank you. The basic ingredient of pempek is belida fish. According to people in South Sumatra, belida means a creator, which is good at diplomacy. It consists of words, namely bi meaning to have and lida meaning tongue, to have a way with words. Belida fish in Indonesian language is also called lopis or belido. And how are the characteristics of belida fish, which is considered rare, threatened, and barely found in Musi River? Listener, belida fish has a medium size, maximum length is 100 cm, and average weight is a half to 1 kg. In the natural habitat, it can be 2 to 4 kg. Its body shape is flat with small head and its nape looks bent over. Upper jaw is far from eyes. Small scales cover its body. Scales in its back are gray and in the front one are silverish white. In the sides of the scales, there are white circles like black balls surrounded by white circles. This is the explanation of Siddhartha Gautama from Palembang General Waters Fisheries Research Agency about belida fish.
Listener, today's music
channel is... Belida fish has eggs with quite big diameters, and the number of eggs is not many like other fish. For instance, arowana or freshwater decorative fish has rather big eggs that the number of eggs produced is small. Some say, if fish has quite big eggs, the number of eggs would be few. So belida fish may be one of them.
Siddhartha Gautama from General Waters Fisheries Research Agency also explained that belida fish is now rare and threatened to extinct. Siddhartha added things that cause belida fish in the brink of extinction and no longer found in Musi River.
It is true that belida fish is rare and hard to get. So it is impossible to use it to make pempek in Palembang. It is now substituted with other fish.
Siddhartha Gautama from the General Waters Fishery Research Agency added, though belida fish is hard to find, one day it may emerge again in Palembang.
It is hard to find indeed, but it can be found in Kalimantan or Riau, so it does not totally extinct. In other places, there is a chance for cultivation.
Well, listener, how do people in Palembang substitute the basic ingredient of belida fish that is about to extinct? With the rareness of belida fish, people in Palembang use other fish to substitute the basic ingredient of pempek. Here is the statement of the head of information section at Palembang Tourism Service, RM Husni.
Now people in Palembang no longer use belido fish or putak, but gabus freshwater fish or ikan delek in Palembang language. It is called so because it can float. Gabus fish on the sea is tenggiri fish or Spanish mackerel.
People think about the substitution of the basic ingredient of pempek from belida fish to gabus fish. Henry, Palembang local resident, made the following statement.
Kalau bagi saya, kebanyakan orang Palembang dari Belida.
To me, gabus fish is more delicious than Belida fish.
Belida fish is considered to extinct in Palembang only. All people hope Belida fish in other areas will not extinct, so that the next generation can still see Belida fish, which is called old fish by most of Palembang people. People can also still taste the delicious typical foods from Palembang, namely pempek or fish cake, without worrying the existence of Belida fish as the basic ingredient of pempek, because other kinds of fish are equally delicious. Pleasure is not eternal. My lovely pempek, my poor Belida.
Thank you. Hadirkan bayanganku tepat kerasa.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. You can listen to us on voinews.id, RI Digital, and our shortwave broadcast on 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Right now, you are listening to Highlights of the Week, presenting you events that happened in Indonesia for this week. Here is the newsline. In commemoration of this year's World Wildlife Day, March 3rd, Director of the Secretariat of the Scientific Authority for Biodiversity at the National Research and Innovation Agency, Amir Hamidi, highlighted the crucial role local communities play in wildlife conservation. Speaking during the VoiTalk dialogue with RI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, Hamidi stressed that communities must understand the wildlife in their environments in order to foster a strong commitment to protecting these species.
The message from the people is protect them, protect the species around them, as well as telling them the existence of the species in the habitat is really needed because it is a part of the part of the ecosystem that has contribution to the stability of that ecosystem. Once the stability of the ecosystem disturbed, then human being can be affected. So this kind of the message need to be delivered to the people around the area where the species has been found.
Amir Hamidi also highlighted that Indonesia's biodiversity is a valuable asset for both the country and the world. With over 10% of the world's biodiversity, Indonesia plays a key role in protecting ecosystems, and the agency is focused on researching and preserving this wealth. Meanwhile, on March 3rd, which was also commemorated as World Hearing Day, Acting Director General of Disease Prevention and Control at the Ministry of Health, Yudi Pramono, highlighted the importance of protecting hearing health through early detection and prevention of hearing problems. Desi Anugranov has the detail.
In commemoration of World Hearing Day 3rd March, Acting Director General of Disease Prevention and Control at the Indonesian Ministry of Health, Yudi Pramono, highlighted the importance of raising public awareness about hearing health. Speaking at a media briefing on Monday, Pramono emphasized the need for a shift in mindset toward early detection and prevention of hearing disorder. He stressed the importance of regular hearing tests, particularly for children working in noisy environment and those at high risk due to generic or specific medical condition.
Mengusung tema internasional, changing mindset, empower yourself, make hearing care.
In line with this year's international theme, change mindset, empower yourself, make hearing care a reality for all. The national theme, prevent hearing disorder at care, encourages everyone to protect their hearing health, prevent hearing disorders, and recognize that hearing impairments can be detected early and treated effectively.
Dapat dideteksi oleh awal, lebih awal dan ditangani sesuai dengan indikasi.
He further explained that the Ministry of Health effort to prevent hearing impairment are centered around four key pillars. They are health promotion, early detection, special protection, and case management. Pramono also acknowledged that one of the main challenges is raising awareness about the importance of regular hearing screening, particularly among high-risk groups.
Indonesia's Minister of Religious Affairs, Nasaruddin Umar, praised the country's lively Ramadan celebrations and emphasized the importance of families in creating a meaningful atmosphere during the holy month.
The Minister of Religious Affairs of Indonesia, Nasaruddin Umar, said Indonesia has the most vibrant Ramadan celebrations among Muslim-majority countries. He made the statement at the Ramadan in the Heart event organized by the Ministry of Religious Affairs of Indonesia's office. In the special capital region Jakarta on Monday, Umar stressed the role of families, including those in the ministry, in creating a meaningful Ramadan atmosphere in Indonesia.
We truly believe that if the Ministry of Religious Affairs family agrees to enhance the exposure of Ramadan, it will shape the way Muslims in Indonesia experience the holy months. We are proud and confident that no country celebrates Ramadan with as much joy and liveliness as Indonesia.
Nasaruddin Umar appreciated the efforts of the Ministry of Religious Affairs of DKI Jakarta in promoting religious values within the community. He emphasized how the culture of Ramadan in Indonesia has brought positive changes, including greater interfaith tolerance and respect for those fasting.
You are listening to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. A member of Commission 4 of the Indonesian House of Representatives, Saadia Uluputi, is urging the government to improve supervision of forest areas after cancelling 18 forest utilization business permits covering over 500,000 hectares. Speaking on Monday, Saadia emphasized that this action must be followed by strong measures to prevent illegal deforestation, which has worsened due to weak monitoring. She called on the Ministry of Forestry to involve local and indigenous communities in forest management and enforce law against illegal logging.
Saadia also stressed the need for better cooperation between agencies like Manggala Agni, Law